Om Shanti. Welcome to this wonderful session on the topic recognizing and conquering our subtle vices. Some are watching online, especially Australia and Asia. I welcome them also for this session. When we become BKs and start to listen to Baba's Murali, we start to recognize our big vices, right? It's easy to recognize them. Conquering them, it's easier, no, Didi will let us know, but at least we start to recognize them. And as we go older, become older BKs, when we get rid of all the bigger ones, it is a bit difficult to recognize our subtle vices, right? So today's session is about how we can recognize them and conquer those subtle, which we can't see it very obviously. So I welcome Didi to this session, and Didi will speak about this topic first and then we can ask questions.
Om Shanti. There are many satsangs, gurus, sadhus, sannyasi, etc. in Bharat. Nobody preaches complete purity whilst staying in family. The sannyasis could not conquer vices while staying at home. Attachment to the family, greed for money, anger, all the vices difficult to control while staying in family for them. And even in Brahman life we observe, when we are giving course, until we talk of complete purity in family, most of the students run away. When I went first to Australia, myself and Suman, we advertised courses, 7 days course. So I told Suman, we must talk about everything, vegetarian diet, celibacy in 7 days. Because we don't know whether they will come back again or not, and we will have chance to give them quotes or not.
Stronger dose on the first meeting, okay.
So out of 400 people who did course in 1 month, only 2 remained. Some of them, they followed vegetarian diet. And some of them came later on to Baba. So it is such a, I think, difficult subject to give up smoking, drinking, parties, sex is quite difficult, and that's why out of millions we have few who are Baba's children. Because millions must have taken course. Some of them have taken just bhakti. Because in India, after big program, Mela, they do bhakti 3 days, soul, Baba and meditation. Many do that, but 7 days full, very few do. Or after 7 days also, few survive. So, that is the speciality of Brahman life. Complete purity. And we find Baba makes easy for us.
Okay. How do you think Baba makes it easy?
Yoga power.
Okay.
Gyan, yoga, and as Baba says, those who have been deity kalpa ago, they will come, and they do come.
Okay.
For them, it appeals to be yogi and pure.
Today when we are speaking about subtle vices, sometimes Baba speaks about royal maya. So do you think royal maya and subtle vices, they are similar, the same, or something different?
They are similar, but maybe subtle vices are more. More
in quantity, you mean? Okay.
Royal Maya also. It's the same. In Mumbai, we had very serviceable Brahmin brother.
Mm-hmm.
He used to do all the shopping for center and whatever karma yoga was to be done. Then he had royal maya. Let me get married, then I don't have to do my cooking and ironing and all those things.
This is royal maya or just a gross form of maya?
Royal.
Okay.
He thought it is just...
Okay, for companionship maybe he wanted.
Just okay. That my... He didn't have that sort of attraction of sex or something.
Okay.
But he thought, my karma yoga at home will be done.
Okay.
Got married. And after a few years, having 2-3 children, came back. So Ram Shalok many times says that he used to come alone. Now he is coming with 3-4 others.
Yeah. As Baba says, na didi, eki hatti hai. There is only one shelter. So everyone will come back anyway. So, didi, our aim is to conquer all the subtle vices, but is there any difference between conquering gross form of vices and subtle form of vices.
Conquering is not different, but I find it is difficult to recognize subtle vices. Subtle vices.
It is difficult to recognize subtle vices, okay.
And unless you recognize, it's not easy to conquer them.
So conquering both is, it's not different, but recognizing the subtle thing, yeah, vices is difficult. You see, conquering vices, one is that we need to settle our karmic accounts, and the other thing is conquering vices. There are two different things: settling our karmic accounts and conquering vices. How are they related?
Main thing is, as there is vice, people do vikarma.
Okay.
And vikarma has to conquer.
Yeah.
So karmic account we create because of our sanskars.
Yes.
So if sanskars are impure or there is subtle vices, we are doing vikarma.
Yeah. So they are directly connected to each other. Okay. So how does conquering the vices would help to achieve those final stages then?
Because final stage is all virtuous, completely viceless, 16 celestial degrees complete, completely non-violent, Mariyada Parishuddha.
Yes.
So we have to conquer vices to reach final stage.
Mm. So once we conquer our vices, our karmic accounts will be settled. And once the karmic accounts are settled, then we become complete. It's connected, yeah. Didi, in conquering the subtle vices, what are the tools needed? Is that we need a subtle intellect, subtle stage? Or what other tools do we need to conquer subtle vices?
To conquer vices, the tools needed, main tool is remembrance.
Okay.
Remembrance. Then we have to pay attention that old sanskars don't stay incognito but under carpet. Don't stay under carpet.
Under the carpet, okay.
But we have to really recognize them and completely from its root, we have to remove them.
Okay.
And then today Baba says, if you are under canopy of Baba, Maya cannot attack you.
Okay.
So we have to remain under canopy of Baba, and we need to be determined that I must take them out. Don't give excuses. Sometimes they say to Baba, what to do. I didn't want, but it happened. This happened, that happened, and I got defeated.
So one is we need to be determined, but sometimes, Didi, it's very difficult to recognize also. So what do you think is a tool to recognize my own subtle vices? Okay, we remember Baba, but many times we also see there are many good yogis, but also they are not able to recognize their own subtle vices.
We have to be introspective.
Okay.
And honest. So to recognize the Maya, we have to also sometimes, in the old days, Brahmins used to visit Dadi and ask Dadi, "Dadi, please tell me what vices I have. Do you have any complaint against me?" So they used to ask Dadis or seniors, because just as we say, to see others' defect is easy, but to see your own defect, difficult. You have to stand in front of mirror to see yourself clearly. To others' face, we can see clearly.
So self-reflection, to see ourselves in the mirror of the knowledge constantly. Okay. Didi, usually Baba links vices with purity, you know. Purity is often linked with conquering the subtle vices. So why is it like, how is it connected, purity and subtle, conquering subtle vices?
Purity is vicelessness.
Yes.
Yeah. So naturally, vices have to be removed or conquered.
Because purity is very important, Baba says, to remove the subtle vices. So how, like?
Purity is vicelessness.
Yeah.
So we have to be viceless to be completely pure, so conquer it down, whatever.
But Didi, viceless also include others also along with purity, no? It's not only purity. Purity and also other virtues also. Viceless is just purity? Okay. Okay. You see, last week, Avyakt Murli, Baba mentioned that royal Maya finishes our understanding and realization, and we realize truth to be false. So please comment on that.
What happens, just as thieves, what they do? Thieves. Before entering house, they cut off
electricity,
telephone line, electricity,
communication. Yeah, all.
So that people don't see them or can't complain. In the same way, Maya locks intellect of people. And so they don't recognize Maya. So our discerning power, especially, is not active. So we can't discern whether this is right or wrong, false or true.
Yeah. So Maya first blocks the intellect. So then they come under the influence of other vices. Okay, we need knowledge to understand vices. That is from Baba's Murli, we get that knowledge to understand the vices. But is it true that Avyakt Murlis helps us to understand more of the subtle vices than the Sakar Murli?
I agree, because Avyakta Murli is usually on Dharana.
Dharana, yeah.
So, Avyakta Murli makes it very clear what are the vices and how to conquer them and how to be viceless.
So, why do you think is the difference between that Sakar Murli and Avyakt Murli? In Sakar Murli, it's more of Gyan. And in
all
Avyakt
four
Murli,
subjects.
Yeah.
Gyan, Yog, Dharana, Seva.
Yeah.
All four subjects.
In Sakar Murli, yeah. But in Avyakt Murli, Baba is taking us more deeper.
In Dharana.
In Dharana. What is the main reason why many Brahmins are not able to recognize the subtle vices, even after so many years of knowledge, even the old BKs?
Sometimes old BKs may become a bit careless.
Carelessness, okay.
Thinking, I know everything, that ego. Or sometimes there is old BKs are careless or what happens?
Maybe realization power is not so powerful.
Realization has, because what happens is nowadays Brahmins are so busy in service, so they don't pay attention to themselves. And that's why they get affected. The foundation of all Brahmins with Jnana and Yoga was so strong that they didn't get affected. But nowadays the foundation is service.
Yeah, when we pay attention more towards service and not to Jnana and Yoga, maybe it's difficult for them to recognize.
Because sometimes Brahman travel miles to serve. Three or four new. Come home late, Amratvela, either not there or sleep. So self service is not paid attention.
Okay. So we often heard that ego and anger are the final enemies of a yogi. Because we see in the scriptures, we listen to the examples of Durvasa Muni. He was a very good yogi, but he couldn't conquer his anger. So anger is connected with the yogis. So ego and anger. So what are the subtle form of ego and anger, Didi? and how to conquer them.
Subtle sign of ego. Subtle signs of ego are insecurity, superiority complex, disrespect for others, facade. Internally they may be unhappy, externally they smile.
Internally unhappy and externally smiling is a form of subtle ego. Okay.
Facade.
Can you elaborate on facade? What is facade? What is facade?
Facade is that. Internally okay. You are different, externally different. Because there was one brother. He was giving a talk and in between he was laughing. I couldn't understand, there was no context for laughing.
Okay.
At the end I asked, why you were laughing?
Uh-huh.
He says, I was nervous.
Yeah, sometimes it happens. Internally they are nervous and externally they laugh out. Yeah.
Sarcasm, self-centered, I-ness. I am this, I am that, I am that.
Uh-huh.
Sensitive.
Mm.
Authoritative. Imposing their own ideas.
Mm-hmm.
Bossy.
Bossy.
Critical of others. Subtle sign of anger is irritation, getting upset. Argumentative, impatient, lack of tolerance, positive aggressor,
positive?
Passive.
Passive.
What they do is, if you are angry with somebody, you see is coming from here, so you divert your head.
They don't want to
so talk. So that you don't have to say hello or smile or Om Shanti. Frustration. And the reason is unfulfilled expectation. Conquer ego, one has to be humble.
Humble, okay.
And relate your speciality to Baba. Baba made me like that. So, it's not that I am smart or I am sweet or I am loving. No, Baba made me like that. And conquering
anger,
we have to develop more love for each other. Now, if you love somebody, you forgive and forget. And be patient, be tolerant. So during meditation, receive all these powers. Opposite virtues, once we develop, the vices will disappear.
Didi, can you remember how the Dadis were able to recognize and conquer these subtle vices? Do you remember any examples or any incidents of Dadis or Baba Mama?
Dadis, foundation of Jnana Yoga for 14 years. They didn't do much service of other people. So their focus was Jnana, Yoga, Dharana. And that's why they could conquer vices. And they were following Srimad completely. Deep love for Baba, Baba's service, and follow Srimad.
Didi, our aim in conquering not only the vices but also the subtle vices. So what advice would you like to give to be victorious for us all who have come now, who are new, who are old? So how can we conquer our subtle and gross vices?
Powerful of Natvila.
Okay.
Whole day Karma Yogi stage. Attention. Checking. We have to check ourselves now and again. Determination to be viceless. So having our aim clear that I have to be holy and yogi.
Holy and yogi, okay.
We are able to conquer.
So now I will be asking the questions that have come online. But if you have any questions to ask for Didi, there's a mic here. If you come and stand here, then I would know that you want to ask a question. So then I'll stop asking these questions, online questions, okay? So feel free to come in the front end. Didi, there's a question asked, like, please explain the difference between yog yukt and yukti yukt and sar yukt. Yog yukt, yukti yukt, and sar yukt.
Yog yukt is yogi, full of yoga. Yukti yukt means tactful. And sar yukt means essenceful.
So is there any similarity between them or all different?
All three different, but yoga yukt will help us to be yukti yukt.
And also sar yukt.
Sar yukt.
Okay. Nowadays even new centervasi souls also seem to be very weak and sensitive. Some people are able to relate and they are laughing. Okay, they go into depression fast. Means weak in the sense they become depressed. How to deal with such souls?
How?
How to deal with those souls who get depressed? Centervasis.
Centervasis are depressed.
That's the question.
Mainly, Baba says, if you feel a little bit depressed, play some nice songs, keep nice songs. And rather than allowing negative thoughts, allow positive thought. Because sometimes people are nowadays so much competitive, comparison. And if they find they are not so good as somebody else, they feel depressed. And so you should see what you have got specially. Because today also Baba was saying you are special souls. And you should be singing the song, wah, 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 my fortune, wah, wah, drama, wah. Never say why.
Okay.
And what you need to do is keep busy. Because sometimes depressed souls, they lock themselves in the room.
Mm. They don't want to meet people.
Mm. So keep busy. Karma yoga, jnana yoga. And keep yourself entertained, whatever hobby you have.
Mm.
Follow those hobbies so that you are happy.
Mm. Didi, if I am depressed, so I can follow all these tools that you gave me. But then if other person is depressed, the question was, if other person is depressed, so how do I deal with that person, the depressed person?
Keep them busy.
Keep them busy, okay.
Entertain them.
Okay.
Arrange for them
mm-hmm.
some exercise, swimming, games, etc.
Games, okay. Didi, a person always complains that he cooperates with everyone always, whether it is Laukik circle or Alaukik circle. But others don't cooperate. So what is your advice to that soul?
Don't worry, they don't cooperate. Take help from Baba.
No expectations.
Yeah. And the thing is, if you are cooperative, then naturally you are earning your fortune.
Mm.
If they don't cooperate in Baba's service, then they are losing their fortune.
Mm. Mm. So no expectations also. Yeah.
And yeah, no expectation. And you keep your aim of serving Baba as much as possible.
Mm. There is some BKs through their sanskars are giving so much sorrow, but they don't know that they are doing it. How to help them to realize that? It's a big burden.
You should explain to them lovefully how somebody got sorrow from them.
Mm.
So if they are sensible, they will accept suggestion and change their sanskar, because Brahman life is to change our sanskars.
Mm. Didi, can those who eat vegetarian food cooked by mom offer bhog to Baba? Mom eats non-veg.
They can't offer it to Baba. And they should not be even eating.
Mm.
If possible, cook for yourself.
Mm. It is through this Brahmin life that we form our parts of the whole cycle. But we don't come in contact with everyone. In the whole cycle, so many souls are there. We don't come in contact with all the souls. No? So how can we have an equal view of everyone, but we can't be like this with everyone? Why does this feeling arise, Didi? Is it right or wrong? Means the question is, how can we have good wishes for everyone, same types of feeling for everyone, because some people will come in contact with and some we don't come in contact with. So like the relationship is different, level of...
Yeah. That's what we do in World Meditation Hour.
World Meditation Hour, yeah.
To send vibration of yoga, peace, power to everybody.
Mm. Yeah. In meditation we give sakash, we give those vibrations. Can we see avyakta stage through our eyes? What are the symptoms of avyakta stage? How to find someone in avyakta stage, visible symptoms?
It is possible. They look like farishta, angel. Avyakta stage is angelic stage.
Uh-huh.
So we can see that they are not human being. They are in other world.
But can we see
subtle
that?
Subtle region.
Subtle region, but we can't see through these eyes.
We can't see. It's a feeling.
It's a feeling, yeah. So those who go in trance, they can see.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. How to overcome laziness and dullness?
Laziness and?
Dullness. Having satsang means coming in the gathering. Would that help us?
Create enthusiasm.
How to create it?
Newness.
Newness, okay.
If you are doing anything new, you are enthusiastic.
Mm-hmm.
And if you are enthusiastic, you won't be lazy.
Mm.
Otherwise, repeating the same thing, people get bored.
Yes.
And they don't feel like doing it.
Mm.
Again and again and again.
Mm. Yeah, we have to create that enthusiasm and newness. Didi, can you talk about Baba's choice of service companions? And what are the important factors to accompany each other in service, serving Baba? Choosing the companions, service companions. How did Baba choose the service companions?
Your karmic account chooses.
Karmic account? Okay.
Of course, you have some karmic account with your service companion. So, naturally, you are born there or come in contact with them.
Can we call it as karmic connections?
Ah.
Karmic account is a heavy word. There's some connection between the service companions, so then they come together to serve. Okay. What should be done if the companion constantly does things behind his or her back or is dishonest?
Dishonest. We had to sweetly talk to that soul how honesty is the best policy. And Baba loves honest children. Even if you make mistake, confess it to Baba. If you are honest, people will forgive you. But if you are dishonest, people may not forgive you. So you have to talk about the value of honesty.
Yeah, sit and have conversation about that. Yeah. Didi, is fear and worry subtle vices? Fear and worry, are they subtle vices?
Of course.
How do I conquer those vices in thinking about? I constantly think about losing job or what is happening to them or this, like worrying about others.
When there is possessiveness, there is worry and fear. This is mine. I don't want to lose it. So that can be worry or fear in that case. And if you surrender everything to Baba, nothing is mine, no fear of losing. Baba will take care of it.
So fear and worry are the secondary vices. So the root cause is something different. Root cause is attachment. Root cause is the consciousness of I and mine, which is creating fear and worry. So to get rid of fear and worry, I need to heal the consciousness of I and mine. Okay. Did some married brothers expecting the wives to do all the work at home? They don't even learn to cook or help the wives. Even on holidays, they eat and watch television. Please advise.
They eat and
watch television. TV.
Watch. If you are not working, then it's your duty to do the job. But if you are working, then they have to share something. Husband and children, we have to sit with them and allocate duties.
Mm. Yeah, they have to sort it out. So in the aspect of drama, when to be determined and when to be flexible. Both are virtues, na Didi? To be determined and to be flexible. So when to be determined and when to be flexible.
You have to accept child and master stage.
Mm-hmm.
Just see, because usually there are team of serviceable souls. So just whatever majority decides, agree with them. But when majority is not in their favor, you do it.
Can we put it this way? In terms of our principles and maryadas, we have to be determined. And in terms of service, we can be flexible. Can we put it that way? If I feel my foundation of yoga and jnana is not so strong, can I say no to seva and make those foundations strong?
Depends on how new you are.
Okay.
If you are new, yes. But if you are old, then when are you going to make your foundation strong?
Mm.
You should not just give excuse and leave that chance of creating fortune.
Mm. So it can be together also, Nadidi. Gyan, yoga and also service together we can do.
Yeah. Class.
Yeah, just one last question. The more I try to work on my vices, the more vices I start to see in myself. I start to feel that I'm such a bad person. How do I handle this? How do I handle this? Sometimes they feel so guilty, feel so bad about themselves.
Increase your self-respect. Whatever Baba is giving us titles, feel that that is for me.
Okay. Titles.
Because some people have a habit of just looking at defects. They don't see their own speciality.
Mm-hmm.
And so there is no self-respect. And also what we can do is, we usually play this workshop, seven people sitting, each person giving you your speciality.
Telling about their specialities, so then they'll feel good about themselves. One last question, really very interesting. So if we are getting attracted towards senior sisters due to their spiritual personality, and one feels like coming in contact with them again and again, how to confront this? How to confront this?
Which?
This. They feel like they are getting attracted towards the senior sisters because of their spiritual personality. So they want to come in contact with them again and again. So is that okay or is it not good?
It depends on I think Baba says, don't get impressed by people. Just they should see you as Baba's instrument. So keep Baba in between the two and interact, because they should not even just go aside, but have interaction, keep Baba in between.
Have that contact, have that interaction, but not having Baba in between. Not attachment, but having Baba in between. Thanks a lot, Didi. Thanks a lot. Thanks to everyone. And thanks to all who are online as well. You can clap. We will have 2 minutes of meditation and then session with Brijmohan Bhai will start.